FITIN, Judicial Watch sues DOJ and CIA for documents on Eric Chironella. By Tom FITIN on December 30, 2019. As the impeachment/coup against President Trump marches on, Judicial Watch is taking the lead on exposing the full truth about the various deep state officials at the center of some of the controversies at issue. We just filed Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, lawsuits against both the DOJ and CIA for CIA analyst Eric Chironella's communications. He reportedly worked on Ukraine issues while on detail to both the Obama and Trump White Houses. We sued the DOJ after it failed to respond to November 2019 FOIA requests seeking communications between Chironella and former FBI agent Peter Strzok, former FBI attorney Lisa Page, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and or the Special Counsel's Office, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Justice, No. 1:19-CV-03809. We sued the CIA after it failed to respond to November 2019 FOIA requests seeking all of Chironella's emails from June 1, 2016, to November 12, 2019, Judicial Watch v. Central Intelligence Agency, No. 1:19-CV-03807. Chironella's name appears in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the 2016 presidential election, in reference to two emails Chironella sent to then-Chief of Staff John Kelly and other officials, describing a meeting between President Trump, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and Foreign Minister Sergei Kislyak. In the morning on May 10, 2017, President Trump met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in the Oval Office. 468. May 9, 2017 White House document. Working visit with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia. May 10, 2017 email, Chironella to Kelly et al. The meeting had been planned on May 2, 2017, during a telephone call between the President and Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the meeting date was confirmed on May 5, 2017. The same day the President dictated ideas for the Comey termination letter to Stephen Miller. May 10, 2017 email, Chironella to Kelly et al. Information about this phone call was subsequently leaked to the New York Times. Chironella is widely reported as the person who filed the whistleblower complaint that triggered the impeachment proceedings. His name reportedly was raised privately in impeachment depositions, according to officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings, as well as in at least one open hearing held by a House committee not involved in the impeachment inquiry. Judicial Watch recently compiled an extensive list of persons Chironella met while in the Obama-era White House. That list includes, but is not limited to, Daria Kalaniuk, co-founder and executive director of the Soros-funded Anti-Corruption Action Center, ANTAC, in Ukraine, Gina Lentini, formerly the Eurasia Program Coordinator at Soros-funded Open Society Foundations, and former Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland, who had extensive involvement with Clinton-funded dossier. The logs also reveal that Alexandra Chalupa, a contractor hired by the DNC during the 2016 election who coordinated with Ukrainians to investigate President Trump and his former campaign manager Paul Manafort, visited the White House 27 times. Thanks to the Obama Spygate scandal and the related abusive impeachment of President Trump, there is significant public interest in Chironella's activities. We know he was involved in the Russia collusion investigation, and he was a key CIA operative on Ukraine in the both the Obama and Trump White Houses. Our lawsuits are designed to break through the unprecedented cover-up of his activities.